The track at Nashua North High School on any given afternoon has a few joggers doing laps, sprinters running intervals, even a hurdler practicing his jumps. And then there's Bob Keating, who stands out a bit. The 65-year-old race walker and one-time Olympic trials qualifier is pumping his arms. His hips are swaying wide, and as everybody else bounces, Keating seems to glide around the perimeter of the track.
For a lot of folks, it looks silly, and it's like, this is Charlie Chaplin kind of walking. I've had a lot of young kids who will just sort of mimic, and I've had people kind of walk alongside me, and, after a short period of time, they realize, ooh, this is kind of how it works.
Don't let the word walking fool you. Keating, who's 65, can still walk faster than many recreational runners can run, all while never leaving the ground. The sport of race walking is nothing new. The first documented races have been traced back to ancient Egypt, and by the 18th century, walking races were far more popular than ones involving running. Steve Vitonis is the managing director of the New England Association of Track and Field. He's also a race walker who went to the Olympic trials in 1992.
They were primarily endurance events. Into the late 1800s, there were walking competitions that would be up as long as six-day races. It was a popular spectator event, and certainly at those times, the wagering even made it more popular. So you had guys, can you complete 100 miles in 24 hours? Can they average a certain number of miles an hour over 6 days? There were walks not only in stadiums, but walks across the country.
And by the time the fourth modern-day Olympics rolled around in 1906, race walking became an Olympic event. But as athletes began to learn how to go faster, the line between walking and running began to blur. Rules were established to differentiate the two sports. In race walking, one foot needs to be on the ground at all times, and the knee needs to be straight when your foot makes contact with the ground and needs to remain straight until you reach the vertical position. In order to accomplish that and still be able to walk fast requires a lot of skill, says Steve Vitonis.
There is a high level of coordination involved. You're working different sets of muscles than you are running. There's been some attempts in the U.S. to try to draw distance runners into race walking, and they haven't all been successful because a lot of the distance runners that they've tested don't have the flexibility. They don't have the upper body, lower body coordination in a lot of cases. Your legs can only go as fast as your arms go, so it's a total body exercise.
Yet despite the skill and athleticism, the sport has never really caught on in America. Currently, only two states, Maine and New York, have even a semblance of a racewalking program in the high schools. And so many racewalking enthusiasts say that getting the next generation of athletes up and walking has been a great challenge. 48-year-old Manchester native Joanne Dow is a five-time Olympic trials qualifier in racewalking and competed in the 20-kilometer event in the 2008 Olympics.
The feeder systems are not in place like they are with other sports. When you think about youth soccer or like even peewee football, I mean, you can go into most any city or any town in this country and find a league where you can play soccer. You can't find a track and field league or a cross-country league. So we're kind of behind the eight ball in terms of track and field. And with race walking being part of that, it's even like less. We're even further behind. It's not a glamour sport, certainly. We're not getting a lot of attention. But it's a place where people with some athletic ability can have success.
And for women like Dow, the challenge has even been greater. Although race walking has been an Olympic event for men since 1906, it wasn't introduced for women until 1992. And while there are two events for men, a 20-kilometer and a 50-kilometer race, the women only have one event, the 20K.
Part of the problem is right now is that there's just not enough support for this event. It's popular in other places of the world much more so than it is here. It's not a U.S. event, and let's face it, we're one of the powerhouses in the world in terms of dictating what sports are going to be played and not played. So I don't know that we're going to see a 50K get added. Not when there's been talk about dropping the race walks completely. You know, I think that they'd be more likely to drop it than they would be to add it.
But there are some who are working hard to get younger athletes excited about the sport. Enthusiasts are pushing hard to get race walking programs in schools and local track clubs. A pamphlet has been created to teach how to coach the event. And even an illustrated book is now being sent out to elementary schools to introduce the sport to kids. But perhaps the biggest hope lies in a new crop of athletes. Since the 1930s, only one American, Larry Young from Missouri, has ever won an Olympic medal in race walking, and that was back in 1972. And although hopes for a medal in London are still relatively low, Olympians like Joanne Dow hope that a solid performance could mean a new excitement for the sport.
There's this group of young women now, and the sport is evolving, which it should be. I think that was a lot of our fears when I made the team at 44, and our best woman's 44 years old. I mean, still walking at a competitive level, but still, like, what is the future of the sport? You know, I think the young walkers have a chance of representing the U.S. well, and I think that's what we need. And the young kids that are coming up need to look at the 20 and the 26-year-olds and say, I can do that, and I can see myself there. And wow, that's something I could do.
Three Americans will be competing in race walking in the Olympics this year. Last weekend, 20-year-old Trevor Barron finished a respectable 26th overall in the men's 20K event. While this Saturday, Maria Mitchta will be racing for the U.S. in the women's 20K, while John Nunn will be racing in the 50K. For NHPR News, I'm Keith Shields.
This guy runs in his work shoe.
Is that your pace that you go for, say, a couple miles? Or?
Yeah, that would be a pace for a couple of miles. Yeah. That wouldn't be now my average pace when I'm...